Today's episode is about one thing: meeting the moment. The 2025 National Risk Study, released by Deloitte and the National Emergency Management Agency, drops a candid, data-backed truth on where we stand in terms of state-level emergency management here in the United States. It's not just a snapshot, it's a mirror, and the reflection is a little unsettling. This is not a study about hurricanes or floods. It's about capacity, capability, and courage. I'm Brian Strausser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath, and this is the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. In today's episode, we're diving into the 2025 National Risk Study. As I said, this is a joint publication between the consulting firm Deloitte and the National Emergency Management Association, or NEMA. NEMA represents the 50 state emergency management directors and the 7 U.S. territory emergency management directors as their trade association, and has a membership from across those agencies and the private sector. In fact, about a decade ago, for 2 years, I was a board member at NEMA and chaired their private sector committee. So the study tells us a lot. It consists and really focuses on a national survey pulling from 52 state and territorial agencies, laying out 5 key findings. The first is that disasters are stacking up. And that is not news to anybody that works in this space. The environment is more volatile than ever. Climate, cyber, public health, geopolitical, all of these areas, our response systems are stretched, and in many cases, they're outmatched. Second, that the workforce itself is aging and burning out. That recruiting and retaining emergency management professionals has become harder than ever. And the bench is just not deep. Succession plans are weak, and leadership pipelines are often non-existent. Third, that technology is lagging. Agencies are still trying to solve the problems of 2025 using tools from 2028. Agencies are still trying to solve 2025 problems using technologies and tools from 2008. Modernization is slow, funding is siloed, and collaboration is often ad hoc. Fourth, there's no strategic North Star with emergency management. Less than half of reporting agencies in the survey had a formal strategic plan or objectives, and most are still tactical and reactive. And lastly, resilience is just not institutionalized. In a lot of cases, it's a buzzword, not yet a culture or an operational mindset. Even when I was on the board at NEMA, more than a decade ago at this point, we were talking about climate change and the increase in natural disasters that was causing. And that was before we started running into the issues that have happened to us in this century that are way beyond things that we used to think of as being in the emergency management domain. And that is cybersecurity and cyber breaches. It's public health issues. It's geopolitical issues that are all impacting our emergency management agencies. So what does this mean for you, the listener of this podcast? Well, whether you're leading a emergency management agency at the state, local, county, township, or even working at FEMA, or you're advising government, or you're driving enterprise resilience in the private sector, this should tell you that the playbook has changed. That in many cases here, we've shifted from event response to strategic resilience and the operations that support that. And that means that we have to build organizations that can anticipate, absorb, and adapt long before the headlines hit. The takeaway from this paper, as I read it, is that if you are not actively modernizing your approach to resilience, your talent, your tools, your governance, then you're already behind where you need to be. So as I read the survey and the study, there are 4 key moves to make now that are really outlined. And I'll break these down with a little bit of perspective from my thought process. The first is to build strategic capacity. Stop chasing incidents, although you still have to respond to incidents, but start aligning your emergency management functions to the long-term outcomes and the risk reduction goals and the measurable impacts that you want to have as a leader. The second is to modernize your operating model. Look at tools for situational awareness, automate what you can automate, and see where you can pull in better representation from public health, cybersecurity, infrastructure, and climate risk into a more unified resilient strategy. Third is talent. Your crisis capability is only as strong as your team. So you need to find ways to develop leaders, not just responders. You need to build more cross-functional teams and pay attention to both mental health and burnout. And fourth and lastly, you need to institutionalize resilience. It's not just a department. This is a value you need to follow. So bake it into your planning, your budgeting, your procurement, and how you measure success. If it's not in the C-suite, if the C-suite is not thinking and talking about these things, then you have not accomplished the goal of embedding resilience and institutionalizing resilience in your organization. This paper and the study within it is a warning. But it's also a roadmap. It's not enough to be good in the room. You need to be good in the boardroom. You need to have influence and plans, strategic clarity, not just tactical execution. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.